Me
Ma.
mama moo, my ma may moo.
Just found a random piece of mic tape. Anybody need some mic tape? Because just found some.
Yes, please. I need mic tape.
I haven't done a show in like a year and a half. Where did that come from?
It's because Chris is here.
It's almost like glitter.
Is it redeemable?
Welcome to No Redeeming Feature.
Supplemental?
A supplemental bonus. Oh, a bonus episode.
Bonus, bonus.
Today we have the Chris person.
Hello. The Chris person is in the house.
Hello, the Chris person. You may remember Chris from Troll 2 Part 1 and Troll 2 Part 2, which I just named title on our Instagram. So that was fun.
Fabulous.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But we call upon... Oh, no, we also called upon you for burlesque sound
yes.
advice.
I had a short insert.
Yeah. So this is a medium... Okay. All right. Cool, cool, cool. I was going to say...
This is a...
Yes. We're moving on. Yes. I mean, you know, this podcast is marked explicit. Mm. Explicit. Which I'm comfortable saying. All right. Okay. Who's in charge? Is it
Well,
me?
We're here for tech talk with Chris because I had some
Love it.
Fucking questions about
mm-hmm.
what the frickety frack was going on up in the rafters.
Technically, that would be the fly tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
The appropriate terminology and would be the fly tower. And boy, there's a lot going on out there.
Well, now,
yeah, there really
while
is.
We recognize that this is obviously a fun movie... Jazz
mm-hmm.
hands.
Yes. Yes.
I just had random questions. Like, I wonder, was that the actual fly tower in the center? Or was that a set?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a very... it was a very fancy theater. But I just can't imagine it would be that unsafe.
I would have to go with that was a set.
Okay.
It may have been now.
Okay.
It may have been a set that was set up in an actual theater, but
yes.
based on what I saw at this scene, I do not think that would be any theater's permanent setup that I could see that anybody would be like, "Oh no, OSHA violations aren't a thing." Like, WorkSafe isn't going to get on our case for this. Not at all.
No,
I know. Well, it's like because like. I think I said this on the actual podcast, too. Like, when you looked at, like, up in the flies of, like, the Phantom of the Opera movie, and it was just, like, basically a wooden plank on a suspension bridge, and that looked safer than this.
Mm-hmm. That was also, like, Paris in the 1800s, where they didn't care. They really didn't care how many people they killed.
Exactly.
They were what caused organizations like OSHA to come around.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay, I've got a video. We found it on YouTube, just it's called Halle Berry Benjamin Bratt Funny Fight Scene, Catwoman. Mm-hmm. I've queued it up. I have no idea how this is gonna record it since it's like I don't know. So we're just gonna we'll pause and when we come up to something. So we're starting where Catwoman has just scratched evil husband man, whose name I don't remember, in the face with her diamond nails. So.
Yes.
Okay. I have a thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
So Catwoman has jumped from the balcony onto the stage, and the stage manager has not yelled, "Hold."
Mm-hmm.
So this is okay. So I just watched this before coming in here, just so that I knew. I sort of like refresh. And JD and I were watching it, and I was like, "Okay, I get that it's a show, and I get or like it's a movie.
Yeah, it's
I get
a movie.
That.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I understand. So I understand why there's no backstage theater people. Fine, sure. Like there's no stage. Nobody's
there's
there.
There's no crew.
I'm like, there's no crew. No, there's not a person to be seen. And I was like, okay, well, maybe they like called them away for safety, but I guess the actors can still be doing
just the
thing.
Whole time.
So like, where are all the crew?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all why didn't the stage manager call it?
Yeah. This would absolutely be an emergency stop
Yeah.
you know, they have, the scene has all of these lovely performers that are on some sort of bungee suspension system with ropes that are allowing them to fly up and down and all around across this stage. And this would be so dangerous for a random person who does not know the choreography to suddenly leap upon the stage amongst this choreographed group. You know, the actors who are doing, or the performers who are doing the flying leapy jumps are very professional and just sort of keep going as if she's not even there, which I know a couple of performers who could pull that off, but I know a lot of performers also who very much could not.
You do just kind of keep going until someone yells stop.
You do. That's like, you do.
I can confirm the one time in my life where the show has been stopped was when we were doing Noises Off for me, and it was our first time in your theater, Chris, and I didn't know you very well yet. And I was playing Vicky, and I was looking for my contact on stage, and all the power went out, and you had to come and stop the show, and you ran on, and due to the nature of the show, everybody just laughed at you, because they thought it was part of the show.
Nice. with that nature of a show? Yep.
Yeah, it was, and you're like, no, for real! Get out!
Get out!
Except much more professionally. Yeah. But yeah, like, we all just kept going.
But it's my point was more to the fact that they are leaping, and like the possibility of somebody landing on a random person who is just running onto the stage and hurting the performer and possibly the person is an absolute situation where the crew would just be like, nope, stop the show.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Or at the very least, the crew who knows the show would be like running from the wings to side tackle the person out of the way.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going. Raise your hand if you'd like me to pause.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Can I raise my cat's paw?
You can. Chris's cat is with us.
That's a.
Pauline and Chris both raised their hands.
Yeah. What's she running up, and why isn't it waving or moving? Yeah. What's she running up?
She's scampered up the back wall.
Mm-hmm. Which clearly must be a very well-supported structural back wall to have the weight of a human being. And also bouncing up it. And clearly also a very hard material, as her claws, which we now know are diamonds, don't seem to leave any sort of trace or mark upon the surface that she goes running up.
It's real interesting.
She also has very clean feet,
you know,
because her feet don't leave footprints on it either. And it is a very, like, it's a white surface. Or it's a very light colored surface.
Mm-hmm. She keeps herself very clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good hygiene.
Okay. I'm like, we're paused on the audience, and they're all, like, laughing.
Yeah,
like I didn't notice that before. We are paused, and it's just a bunch of extras in the audience, and they're all like clapping and laughing and just being like, what the heck? And this one woman's making eye contact with the camera. Wow. With the square. Nice. Okay.
It does very much seem as you know, in a situation like this, I can very much, it's actually quite believable that the audience would assume that was that what just happened was a part of the show.
Yeah. Well, case in point, noises off. Okay, moving on. Here we go. Okay, Pauline, your hand is raised.
How do you get up there?
So we are at the point where she's up in the fly tower, and Benjamin Brad has opened a door to also be in the fly tower.
How do you get there?
With her. He was just down in the...
That's a long way up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like, what, 3 flights of stairs? 4?
Yeah, we have, it's like 5 floors up at our theater.
Four.
Yeah. And you either have to take an elevator, or you have to go up the spiral staircase of doom, and it takes for frickin' ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It is not an easily, and in order for him to get where he is, and by the method which he did, means he also would have had to go through all of the crew.
That's
these
true.
Would not.
This, I mean, he does have a badge.
He does have a badge, but this would still be a locked door. Like this would be a no person access area. So these doors would be locked, and the crew would have to be like with him to open the doors. Mm-hmm. Would be at least in theory, it should be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's say they arrived. The minute they arrived, they were like, Catwoman is here. They talked to someone at box office. They called guest services. Guest services radioed the guy in the booth, who then got on the headset and was like, the cops might need to go into the fly tower at any minute. Someone go wait at the door.
My God.
That?
With the scooter.
Obviously. Is,
that is
what happened.
I mean, that is a potential situation. That is a plausible, you know, that could have happened.
That could possibly be. Mm-hmm. How
also, I feel like he just wouldn't be alone. He's in a whole building full of cops. I feel like he would not go up there himself. As a detective. He's a detective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't... Anyway.
I'm fine. Anyway. Right.
Moving on. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to stop
Okay. That was... We lasted maybe 30 seconds. Yeah. Okay. So there's an overhead shot looking down from the fly tower. Chris, do you want to explain what's going on with the swingy lights?
This is you know, I mean, I have not seen all theater ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, there are so many levels of ridiculous happening at this moment in the scene. For one, Benjamin, was it Benjamin Bratt, just got blinded by a moving fixture that for some reason is mounted in such a way as to only sweep through the catwalks where nobody would see it. No audience member would ever see it.
There's a wall right behind him.
Yeah.
What's it lighting?
Yeah. And it was up and behind Halle Berry, who just came down a set of stairs.
Yeah.
Theoretically, so in theory, Benjamin Bratt, I believe, if I'm understanding the layout of the theater at the moment, Benjamin Bratt would be upstage, and Halle Berry, having just run up the wall. Yeah. Is sort of toward, would be downstage of him. So
you can kind of see the thing.
Yeah, I could sort of see it. Yeah, I could sort of see the stage down into the like to the right side of the screen. And there are fixtures, like as this is panned around, there are multiple fixtures just waving, even before the one that blinds him. There are ones that are panning back and forth across Halle Berry and him, like all around the scene. Which means they're completely in, like they have hung specific lights to light up the catwalks throughout the show.
And so these would be like computer controlled movements on those lights, right? Like they're
fancy ass lights. This is a programmed this is a moving headlight. Mm-hmm. It is a motorized fixture that would require specific programming to do what it is doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't just like, it's got to swing through this many degrees. So sometimes that goes onto the catwalk.
I mean, sometimes have swings that hit into the backstage, but that's usually from fixtures that are on the ground pointing up. Fixtures that are in the air pointing down, you don't ever need to swing them so far up that they're going to hit up into the, and they wouldn't be placed as to be above somebody on the catwalk.
Right.
Like,
okay, so what else we're looking at here? There's a ton of, like, is that all fly lines? Is that what we're looking at? Like, there's a ton of shit flown.
Yes.
In?
So we are looking, there's a number of ropes all over the place, most of which seem to be just coiled up. It looks to be hemp.
Yeah.
It looks to be hemp or manila, like, probably manila rope.
Four.
It probably popped on screen better than the stuff that we
it
use.
Does, and people, you know...
That makes sense.
It also would have been chosen because people instantly associate that kind of rope with a theater, even though we don't really use it anymore, because we have better...
Curse you, Phantom of the Opera!
We have better synthetic ropes now that don't, like, leave splinters in your hands the way manila rope does.
Right.
Lay dust everywhere or need to be treated with diesel in order to keep them, like, that's one of the things a lot of people don't know is a lot of manila ropes are actually treated with either mineral oil or diesel fuel to keep them
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're extraordinarily flammable.
No smoking backstage. No flash paper. Yeah. Yeah, they, no nothing.
Yeah.
Is that why our fire marshal is just really adamant no flash paper?
Oh, right. Yeah, because he thinks just in case. Ropes.
Yeah, no, no. We have all of our ropes for our fly system are synthetic. So.
Okay, so if I'm to understand this, what I'm looking at on the right with the color where Catwoman is.
I think that's where she just ran up.
So she ran up the wall. So audience is also right?
I think audience is, I think.
Like she's climbed up and over the wall. She's on the back end, the back side of the wall. Is that what you're saying, Chris?
Yes, I think the structure that we're seeing to the right, at the where she came down the stairs that are sort of on the right-ish side of the screen, and the structure to the right is like the top of the wall that she ran up.
Yeah, see, so, because in my head,
and
Emily, I'm thinking of it as our theater, so the audience would be on the other side
behind
of that door.
So she came up and over?
Yeah.
That's what
and
I
this
think.
Is behind?
Yes, yeah, so,
oh my
so
God.
We're actually...
So these swinging lines...
Yeah. So what we're looking at here would be behind that wall as far as
which is why we don't see the performers.
Yeah, as far as I can tell from this angle shot.
Yeah, and there's these like booms that have lights on them that are just like Occam's razoring back and forth, like the pendulum, not Occam's razor, the pendulum. I don't know.
It's very sort of Damocles or the pit and the pendulum with the slowly lowering axe that swings back and forth.
Here, this is it in an audio medium.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay,
podcast,
his foot is also where we are paused. So that space in front of him is indeed just a big old hole. So you come down the staircase from what the side that she's at. You take two steps and you fall down a hole.
Yeah. And there's no frickin'
railing. It does not look like there's a railing between him and where Halle Berry had just been standing. And it does just look like a giant, about 4-foot opening that does have ropes going down through it. So it might
be... But there should be a rail.
It might be some sort of a loading gallery where like those ropes are meant to lift an item up into that area, and so then the workers, like if a technician was there, they would be wearing a fall arrest harness to be working in an area with an open heart with an open hole like that,
because as he so nicely demonstrates for us, you just fall right through it.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very open.
Okay, let's look at that.
Is there
then.
Anything else?
Okay.
We're going to continue.
We're going to continue.
All right, we're almost halfway through. Yes. So he's fallen. Yep.
There's the fall.
They're flirting.
Mm-hmm. She's all no gun.
Okay, so we've just established that the performers are still performing.
Yeah.
Yeah, performers are still performing. I mean, now it's essentially a lot of awkward fighting.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Lots of awkward flirty fighting.
Now we can see those swingy lights.
Okay.
Yeah, we're definitely behind is it a scrim? Which makes it even more...
The sturdy scrim. Let's call it the sturdy scrim.
It makes it even more annoying to me that it didn't flutter when she ran up it.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, pirated down it, like with her diamond claws. Mm-hmm. And just be like, wah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good shot.
I do love all the lights that are hung on the back wall of the theater that are just a bunch of different colors that are just pointing where no one's going to see anything because there's a set in front of them.
Yeah.
That's great.
It does seem very strange that they have all of those parkans that are... I mean, maybe that surface is somewhat... You know, it's like an opaque surface, but you can still shine color on it and it'll be seen.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Could be. Yeah.
Okay, I have another question. This angle that we're at right now, did they just came from the right-hand side of our screen, right?
They've come from the right-hand side.
Yes.
And they're moving to the left-hand side. So the wall that I'm looking at right now is audience?
Is the back. No, the audience, I think, is, like, on the other side.
Yeah, I think the audience is down.
The audience is where we are. Yeah.
Okay.
Which...
We're downstage.
Which also doesn't make sense from the previous scene to this. It's reversed.
But also, where's all the rigging for these bouncing bungee courting people? Where is it? Where's the rigging?
I would have to assume, based on the fact that they are performing downstage of this, that it is downstage. It is actually so far downstage that it's apparently down by the audience. Because
that's what I mean.
Which is like
in that earlier scene where she was attacking the guy in the booth in the audience, like she was where she was like climbing on the guy's lap. You could see a device, like as the performers were going up and down on their bungee, there was a device just behind them that was going up and down in time with the performers, which means that like some of their bungee suspension things were actually like just out on the side walls of the theater where everybody could see them. Which
they
is
have to be because there
well,
is
it's
a
not in the wide shot.
Presidium
so.
Yeah,
which you know, it which yeah. which totally could be like there, there's no reason you can't put rigging out there, but it is
it's
unusual.
Yeah, it's one of those things where someone's like, "Well, then we want a thing in front of the proscenium." And you're like, "Okay, I mean, we can do that."
I just feel like that's is this a traveling show? How long is this here for that you're setting up all this rigging?
Yeah, it's some kind of. Fundraiser thing of some kind.
This is what JL is looking for the Hunter's Moon Ball.
Don't let him see this movie.
Do not let him see this movie.
No. Too much. It's too much. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is also sort of the point at which we have to address these swinging fixtures.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And, like, what are they?
Where are they pointed?
So, yeah, they...
Why?
I have no earthly... I know what they are. They are a... Yeah. I don't know what... I mean, if I paused on a specific frame, I might be able to figure out what model they are. But they are a moving head fixture. They are another one of these lights that can be programmed to rotate in multiple directions, point in multiple directions.
Yeah.
And you see them all the time at concerts and stuff. They're great little they're great lighting fixtures. However, what you don't see is them attached to the end of a piece of truss, which is wildly swinging back and forth, right about head height on a major catwalk thoroughfare. So it's like guaranteed to hit somebody at some point.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I mean it's just there so we can have some extra tension as they fight. Mm-hmm.
They're also it also seems to be like right now if you pause it. Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
like we could see some of the set that she just climbed up, but where's it gone?
Yeah,
yeah. Below them is all like the yellow safety paint for like loading bay.
Yeah, right this now, is that's land. Clearly backstage.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like that's. So this
it's not
is
as
this
high
is why I'm so confused.
I
is because from the scene that we like this. Where's the audience?
I don't know, Pauline. I don't know. I don't think they're there.
But look, there's the audience would be left
in this particular shot that we're looking at now. The audience is to the right.
But like, it's not though. Go back.
So now,
because those fish are ahead of the wall.
Find the fish. Hang on. Fish.
Where are the fish?
They are fully springing in front of the proscenium, yeah.
I think, and I think that the backdrop that Halle Berry ran up is some sort of a projection surface, and so all of the things we're seeing on that are actually being projected onto it. From this shot, it appears that the audience is off to their left.
And we're behind the wall.
And we're behind the wall. In a previous shot, that performance area was on the other side of them.
Yeah, and like if you look, like that is just about as high as the catwalk that they're on. So how come I can't see it from other angles?
Mm-hmm. They seem to be somehow lower down from where they originally were, because they were above the wall.
Yeah,
because
they were above the wall, and now
they're below the
wall. That's funny.
Now she did drop him onto a lower level. Like when he was hanging off of, like when he was hanging over in the void, and when she lets him go, she let him go on to a lower level. So
yeah,
that's true. Okay, all right.
So they did transition that, but
okay. So I'll give him that.
They did it.
One of the other things I do want to say about these swinging things with the moving head fixtures going all around, which again make no sense because they're entirely backstage where the audience cannot see them. They are entirely behind the wall.
Light.
They're entirely behind that big fish back wall. And The other thing that I would like to say about these particular fixtures, they do not like being put sideways. Like, no. you have to mount them so that they are flat, and that they hang with the top piece of them flat, and they move all around. They spin all around. That's why they do what they do. So putting them on something that is penduluming back and forth is, you know, if you want to spend a whole lot of money replacing these very expensive fixtures, you could do that, but they really don't like being swung around like this. They're not designed to operate that.
Yeah, I mean, me either.
It's just a megalomaniac director of this show that was like, "Mahaha, this is what I must have."
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, these lights are, you know, every time we see these lights, they are pointed 90 degrees horizontal. So they're not even pointing down at the stage at any given point. They're literally just shining up and around the backstage area.
Anytime they do point down at the stage too, they get interrupted by the catwalk. So
there's gotta be casting shadows, right?
Mm-hmm. I know a certain lighting designer who would be very angry about that.
Yes.
I feel like they did not need to add this kind of peril. If I've been to a Chris Reed talk in my time, I know there's plenty of ways to die in the theater without this kind of shenanigans.
So many ways.
So many ways to die.
We are moving forward to the next. I'm just gonna play it. We're playing it in slow motion,
okay?
Because it goes by real quick. But okay, flippy.
There goes the unhappy light. Ooh, so Mac 2000.
It's a Martin Mac 2000. There you go.
Martin Mac 2000. She pulls the cord right out of Martin Mac 2000. She's a superhero. She's got the strength. I buy it. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's fighting with the cord from the Martin Mac 2000.
Which I would like to point out is also not the correct type of cord that fixture takes.
I suspected as much.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she's, there you go.
Because those fixtures are not hardwired.
Barking away. Yeah. All right. Well, they're going to have their little scene.
Okay. Talky talk.
I'm just going to get us back up to regular speed because there's just a lot of talking and then some.
Yeah.
Licking?
Don't lick people without consent.
No.
So she's going to make her escape. There are more police on the catwalks now. And she uses... Is that the electrical cord she's using?
Yeah. Yes.
Because she takes it down.
Yes. She just used the electrical cord that she pulled out of some piece of equipment up in the catwalk.
The Mac 5000.
2000.
And magically extended it all the way down to the deck, 30, 40 feet below them. That this you know, somehow the cord is now suddenly that long.
Hang on. This weird catwalk apparently is scaffold?
Oh, it's scaffolding.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so we've made a nice safe landing in our heels.
Yeah. So she is by the big scary electrical box,
which seems wide open.
Yes, which is another one of my problems with this setup.
Isn't this the one behind the door? We're super not allowed behind this locked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, those in this particularly paused moment, we can see over her left shoulder what appear to be the main fuses for all of the power in the. That is powering this production, and they are just behind an open grid. This is absolutely against electrical code pretty much everywhere on the planet. You would not have the ability for, because anything could fly through there. A screw could fly through there. A person with long hair could lean back against that and their hair could go through that. These are 2-inch.
A Mac 2000 could swing in its direction.
Could swing in its direction. You know, this would absolutely be a sealed. It may very well be on the back wall where they have it positioned, but this would not be an open mesh front. This would be a sealed thing with a key to open the door, and you would not have access to this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
Okay.
Also
the picture, the danger picture, is that like a raccoon? What is happening?
I'm not sure. The danger picture is very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, is it the guy that's like bent backwards going, ah?
Is it a cat?
Well, I thought it was a raccoon.
It kind of looks like a cat.
It kind of looks like a...
It looks like a cat with its arch back. Yeah, with its back arched.
I see.
Like a Halloween cat.
I see what they did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Danger. Right. A cat.
Mm-hmm.
Meow.
Oh, also there's a door there behind her, too.
Yeah, there's also all of these lovely banks of parkhands just pointing randomly straight up into the air at nothing.
What's a parkhand? Is that named for a light?
It's those big rectangular lights that are just pointing up into the air behind the set.
It's each of these big rectangular lights we're seeing has six parkhands in it. So it's a frame that is containing six. Like a parkhand is just a round can with a light bulb in it, right? It's a par bulb in a can. That's why they call it a parkhand.
Yeah.
There are six of them each in each one of these little square box things that looks like it has a giant piece of gel across the top of it to color it. But all of these things are just pointing straight up into the scaffolding, not even anywhere near where the audience is looking. They're just lighting up the bottom of the scaffolding behind the stage where nobody can see.
There also seems to be a couple of them that have 1 foot on the yellow no stopping line.
Well, she's definitely in the yellow no stopping line.
Yes.
Though.
Yes, she is. Which I will give them credit. That's no stoppy. That whole no stoppy thing is absolutely correct. You need to keep that access to the electrical panel open. So the fact that they do have a safety thing of don't put anything here because this is where the electrical box is. That's like yay. That's good. Good job.
And they haven't put anything there.
No, there is nothing there. So there's just a Halle Berry, but she put herself there.
She did, and she is
very much in violation of theater policy.
Yeah. So violating.
She does not have her ticket.
No. She does not. Okay. So, you know, she says some kind of, what is it? She says,
who can see in the dark.
Oh, okay. So I first upon watching this movie, I thought she had shoved the cord into the scary box with the cat on it, but she actually is shoving the Mac cord into the open fuse box situation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. That's why you shouldn't have it open, I guess.
That is one reason. Yeah. Things like this, like even just a screw or something, can cause something like this to happen because those are open fuses with, you know, you could see the open copper plates. I would also like to mention that if those are the main fuses for the power she just shorted out and everything went dark. So one has to assume that's the main power for the building.
Right. That is a cat.
Yes.
It is, you're right.
That is the main power for the building because all of the lights go out. Which means there is enough power running through that to literally incinerate her by doing that.
Yeah.
We have a smaller theater here in town. And if the main breaker goes in our building, they have to get a special electrician in a flash suit in order to reset that breaker, because if something goes wrong, it will literally vaporize him.
What's a flash suit?
A flash suit is a protective suit that might keep him alive if it goes off. But even with the suit on, it's not likely he would survive if something went wrong with the main breaker of our building, and our building is not as big as this one.
Do they pay that person enough money?
I think they do.
It's
Well, that's good.
It is very unlikely that anything would go wrong. I could probably walk over and throw the breaker and it would be fine. But if anything does go wrong, it literally would incinerate a human being.
Wow.
So the fact that she did that, I mean, you know, she's a superhero, so she can take more. But she would pretty much be a charred kitty.
I'm not really sure where on the list of like cat superpowers not dying when electrocuted falls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I feel
maybe
like
she just used a life.
Maybe. Yep.
There you go.
I mean, it could also just be that generic superhero thing where they can get, like, even though they're not super strong or invulnerable, they can get thrown through brick walls and be totally fine.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the one.
We did it.
Yay!
We did it.
This
hey, you know what?
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Chris. yeah. Well...
Well, once again, I just want to say that we're fully aware this is a very silly movie, but I just had questions.
it is nice. I do kind of enjoy finding someone who has an expertise in a thing a movie shows and, like, breaking it down and being like, what's all the things that they're just like, the general population doesn't know this.
Well, because I'm from my very limited capacity, I was like, this seems hinky.
Yeah. The next time we're going to do something like this is when I force Pauline's husband, who is a physics person, to watch a movie called Moonfall.
He's really very excited.
Yeah. That is a movie wherein the moon crashing towards the Earth makes gravity go backwards. I love it.
Seen it yet.
I've watched it twice. I can't stop watching. Halle Berry's in that too.
Oh great!
Wow, well, there we go.
She's in it as well. Yep. Anyway, I'm not going to say too much about that one because we will have things to talk about. But and you know we're taking the piss because you know because we're jealous. We wish we had this much money.
Why? All right. Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Always happy to guest.
Hopefully we'll have you back.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. Awkward ending. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, I'm not really sure where in the... I've got a stray hair. Speaking of... Okay, I'm so sorry.
You need
not
to have
really
your cat groom you.
Blur. Oh, no. I try. I'm going to take that again. Okay. Excuse me. I'm choking on... just a dust ball.
A hairball?
Okay, so... yeah. Could be. I have a cat. All right. We did it.
Hooray.
It's only 39 minutes and 16
not
seconds.
Not bad.
Yeah.
For 4 minutes of film.